It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I mean, good question. I don't have an answer for you. Okay, all right, everyone. Hi, let's do this thing. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope is off for a couple of days here. Zach, you just made, I think, well, as far as I know anyway, I don't know what sort of streaming opportunities there were, video streaming opportunities there were during your marathon NHL draft coverage, but your update was just on the stream.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had none. I'm like the man of mystery. I'm never on camera.
You know, through the, but I had to, there was a sort of fast food restaurant, giant water bottle thing sitting in the middle of the shot. So yeah. I moved that. So I'm not trying to, help you, G, necessarily, but I moved it. So if you need to show Zach again later, we'll be, there he is.
Yeah.
And that looks much better without that. The bottle it was like half of it, and it just, you couldn't really tell what it was, and it looked weird.
G let me know. He's like, you might be on camera today. And I'm like, well, at least wow. I did my hair up. Like, well, usually I come in hat.
And we got to make do with Mike out for a couple days here. So
got to do what we got to do.
You got to do what you got to do is right. Glad to have everybody with us. We have, I think I got a fun listen and participation show set up for y'all. However, I'm already calling an audible on myself for this opening segment, which I'll get to in a second. A couple of our favorite guests. Do I say that every time I'm alone? I don't know. Matt Waldman, like, that's a highlight it's 3-4 times a year he's on. Same for Matt Verderam. Both of them are going to be on with us today. 4 o'clock for Waldman, 5 o'clock for Verderam. Verderam, SI Now, Chiefs, NFL, and Matt Waldman, rookie scouting portfolio. So we'll just buzz through, the Bills' additions and subtractions and look at the division and the conference, etc. When Matt joins us at 4. The audible I'm calling on myself, because I'd want to get into the Bills and just have a sort of not a very micro conversation about them, more of a macro conversation about them, thinking about your optimism, your hope tank, if you will. Do people still use that phrasing?
I think that's fine.
I might be showing my age.
Okay.
Okay. I will get to that here maybe in just a couple of minutes. I don't know how much I'll have to say about this, but I just want to mention it off the top. And I saw this alluded to maybe when the newest, most recent episode, those are the same thing, idiot, of the new season of the Quarterback series on Netflix dropped. Like last week one day, it's hard to keep everything straight with NHL free agency. I turned 60, so I'm forgetting stuff. That was last week too. And then we had the long weekend with the 4th of July and everything. But anyway, I remember seeing reference to a Joe Burrow Batmobile story.
Yeah.
Don't adjust your sets. That I saw a headline one day last week, and now it's making the rounds on like the mainstream platforms. It's at ESPN.com, and I'm guessing this is someone saw the Netflix show before it actually debuted so they could review it or something, and then had a story about the fact that in this episode it is revealed that Joe Burrow, well, let me backtrack, because I did do a little Googling on this. The story at ESPN.com that I saw says that the in-season Hard Knocks episode from last season is where word of Joe Burrow having interest in purchasing a $3 million Batmobile replica first came up. But the headline, the story now that's revealed in the Netflix series here this summer, is that his home being burglarized at one point during last season while the team was out of town, his attention ended up going elsewhere. It kind of scuttled the opportunity to buy the Batmobile replica. And I have a couple of questions. One would be, does anyone out there have any idea what sort of Batmobile replica we are talking about that Joe Burrow could have been? Because there have been multiple iterations of the Batmobile, and going all the way back to the 60s and the Batman television show that I grew up watching after school, like, that Batmobile is a boss. And that is a car that, I mean, I don't know that you want to be driving it around, going to get groceries, but it's more of a car than the more recent versions of the Batmobile. I don't even, is that even
the mini tank?
It's like a, it's like an assault vehicle slash dragster or something is basically what the Batmobile is becoming. Like, and you know, technology, right? In the 60s, you know, the Batmobile was equipped with some pretty cool features. You know, really kind of silly stuff on the dashboard. Like, oh, I've got a fishnet that we can shoot out of the exhaust or whatever. It was just nonsense. It was the Batman TV show in 1968, all right? And, you know, obviously the technology has, you know, grown, and the Batmobile has taken on a very different life form. I do not know, and I've not been able to find out what sort of Batmobile replica Joe Burrow was trying to purchase.
I believe it is the newest one, the tank one, the one from the Christopher Nolan movies.
Now what I want to tell you is that 100% checks out.
Yes.
Because the kitschy, the old, the, you know, the vintage Batmobile that I grew up with is a cool enough car to like throw the kids in and go get ice cream in. The Christopher Nolan Batmobile movies, Batmobile, where are you driving that? And how long is it until like some gang of wannabe jokers in your town like decide to like see if you really think you are Batman? Because I think you're just asking, like the 60s Batmobile, like, oh, that's cool. I think you see a dude driving the Christopher Nolan Batmobile, and like, even if you're not likes to fight guy, you want to fight the guy driving.
I think that's right. I think that's right.
I want to kick the out of that guy. Who does he think he is driving around in that?
And to be fair, like, and Joe Burrow walks out of it with the fur coat, and you're like, that's exactly who it is.
It tracks that he would be the guy that would want to be, I don't know, maybe there's lots of people that are driving around in these replicas that I don't even know about. I mean, I don't, you know, it's not the world I exist in. But Burrow is, like, perfect for the guy that would want to drive that around and not think he looks like an idiot.
He'd love it.
I think.
Yeah, he'd be like, no, this is great. I have vision one day.
What I'm discovering because of this Batmobile story and Joe Burrow is that, well, I got to what my overall problem with Joe Burrow is. You know, we always talk, is he on the tier with all the other, you know, some people say yes, you know, he's not my favorite style-wise simply because he's not as mobile as, you know, the Bills guy and Lamar Jackson and Jayden Daniels. And I think that's so valuable that I would rather have a guy that can do that for me. And, you know, as proficient, as excellent as Joe Burrow is operating from the pocket, not being able to escape it and be dangerous to me is a ding against him. But mostly it's because I've always, I think, suspected that Joe Burrow would be the sort of person that would want to drive around in the Christopher Nolan Batmobile. Yeah. He, I don't know, this is sound really, really pet. He's just got one of those faces.
He
absolutely has the like James Spader, John Hughes movie, bad rich guy jerk face. Burrow. Like, he absolutely, like, you could sit down to talk to him with the best of intentions, and I just feel like, well, his nickname is Joe Cool. He's just going to be too cool to even be bothered with whatever it is you have to ask him. He's Joe Burrow. He's just got that look. More than any of the other guys at the top of the mountain right now in the NFL at quarterback, like, Burrow has just got that. He annoys me, man. There, that's it. He plays for the Bengals. Style points. He's not as athletic. No, it's his face. I don't know. His face bugs me.
I'm the exact opposite. I love Joe.
You love Burrow.
I love Burrow. Yeah. I have since college, though. His 2019 LSU season, I was just like, they're just so cool. Like, they're scoring a ton of points. They're killing everybody. Yeah. Like, they just walked through it. The cigar at the national championship.
Yeah. See, all of this was just right to me, like, stop trying so hard to be so cool.
Right. See, I see like him buying the Batmobile, if you ended up doing it, the same way I would. It's a great conversation starter. It'll just like sit in his garage. People will come over and it'll be like, yeah, like, you guys want to see the Batmobile? And they're like, excuse me? And he's like, yeah, like, it's in the garage.
Where do you take that vehicle?
The driveway.
Are you driving it to games?
I mean, he's Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. He can get a police escort.
Yeah. Man,
Could you imagine, though, Josh Allen doing that? It doesn't have to be a long drive.
No,
but you hear the police escort comes in. People here would love that. They would love that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm showing my age. Nothing about Burrow. He seems to me like he's always trying super hard, overly hard, to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that person is never cool to me.
No, that is right.
But mostly it's his face. He could be perfectly without the cool thing.
The John Hughes typical bully face. He's 100% got it.
I'm envisioning, like, I don't know how well people out there remember the John Hughes movie Pretty in Pink. Psychedelic Furs just played at the Harbor on Saturday. Theme song, Pretty in Pink. There's a scene where James Spader is standing in a stairwell in the high school wearing, like, some linen blazer and a whole linen suit, basically, right? And he's smoking in the school because, you know, he's the James Spader character in a John Hughes movie. He's just smoking. He's talking to Andrew McCarthy about what an idiot he is because he's trying to take Molly Ringwald to the prom, and your parents aren't going to have it because she's from the wrong side of the tracks, and you're not going to know. There's a line that I love that he says there that I can't use on the air. But you're gonna know whether to blank or go sailing after your mother gets done with you. And he throws a cigarette on the floor and just stamps it. That's Joe Burrow. Like, that is absolutely. I from the minute I first saw Joe Burrow's face, I thought of James Spader standing in that stairwell smoking, telling Andrew McCarthy he's not gonna know whether to go to the bathroom or go sailing after his mother gets done beating him up over the girl he's trying to take to the prom. And so that's been stuck on me, and I'm letting it out.
Yeah, but you need to do that. I think we're at the point in the off season. You right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm oversharing probably.
And that's okay. That's what this space is for. Right.
Yep.
No one else is listening. You just share. It's just me and you. That's it.
All right, anyway, I think I'm good there. See, I didn't know how long I'd have to go there, but that's it. No, you can't imagine Josh Allen driving around in the Batmobile.
I absolutely could.
Really?
Absolutely. I could see it.
I just think Josh Allen would be like, what am I doing?
I could totally. After watching some of the.
Why do I want that smoke?
I think he'd be like, it'd be really funny.
Josh Allen. I don't need the Batmobile.
I could see it. Watching some of the. You've heard of Bob Doe Sports, right? The golf YouTubers?
Yeah, sure.
He's been on that a few times. He's got some quips in him that I'm like, yeah. He just needs the right person in his life to push him a little bit. He'll do it. He'll do it.
Glad to have you along for the ride here on this Thursday. As I mentioned, Matt Waldman at 4, Matt Verderam at 5. So a lot of football content, and that's where we'll start today. Look, now that Joe Burrow in the Batmobile was not football content. I mean, it was football adjacent. Yeah, I don't know, the Bengals are our rival. I mean, just trying to get the juices flowing here. You know, I gotta work sometimes to get an aggravated state on about some of these teams because I like everybody. I like Lamar. I like Mahomes. I don't hate Burrow. I got a problem with. I wish I didn't like these other people as much as I do, but I'm not gonna pretend that I didn't want the Bills to draft Patrick Mahomes in 2017 because I thought he was gonna be awesome, and he's awesome. So go figure. And same Lamar, same thing. Like, anybody that gets dogged like he was getting dogged coming into the draft, oh, he should be a wide receiver. Oh, my gosh. So you're never going to find me, pitting these people against each other the way that the fan bases sometimes seem to want to. But my question about the Bills today is an overarching, large view question. And it simply is, how much hope do you have that this team is going to get it done? Is this the year, basically? How full is the hope tank? I know that this very likely will turn into another show that is somewhat of a referendum on Sean McDermott within the fan base, because obviously he's the head coach of the team. So that certainly is included in the discussion. But the overall here, because I would tell you for myself, as long as they have got Josh Allen behind center and the rest of this team built, look, it's not a perfect team. We'll talk about receiver, certainly with our guests today and amongst ourselves, I imagine, if it comes up. But as long as they are objectively considered to be one of the top Super Bowl favorites, which again, they are, it's 5 division titles in a row. They've been going for a 6th. And since 21, I think, because I don't think in 20, I don't remember, you know, and the gambling wasn't even legalized then. I don't think. Maybe right around the end of that season is when it happened, or was it even the next season? Either way, doesn't matter. I can't remember where they stood in the odds in the 20 season. But I know for me as a fan watching the 20 season, there were signposts along the way that I think made me go anyway. I think a lot of fans were in a similar mindset. Like, oh, they could do this. They're that good. They're not just like pretty good. They're not just losing a wild card game in Houston good. They're good. All caps good, right? And like the Seattle game, for example, that the home game that year in the 20 season, I've referenced, I think, multiple times, was a significant game. Russell Wilson coming into that was an MVP candidate himself. The Seahawks were flying high. No surprise, their quarterback was an MVP favorite. And the Bills won that game, and it's thought, there's not really anybody they can't beat. I think they could do this. And so really since then, I've been realistically thinking about it, them winning the Super Bowl. And objectively, from the 21 season on, I think they've been among the, you know, top 3, 4, 5 teams in the odds, and they are again this year. So they are a Super Bowl favorite, and as long as that's how they are objectively perceived, my hope tank is almost always full. Like, I am not a person that gets sort of worn down by the failure to advance past the divisional round a few times in a row, or to keep hitting your head on the ceiling that is the Kansas City Chiefs, whether it's the divisional round or the AFC title game, like it's been twice, end of 20 and end of last year. I think as long as they're a team that should be, barring anything horrific injury-wise, that should be around at the end, one of the 3, 4, 5 best teams in the league, my hope tank is eternally on F, full, because I don't think, to think otherwise, I believe this, means you think they're just cursed, or that because 13 seconds happened, you think McDermott cannot do it. Because any other blunders that have been made along the way, the Philadelphia game that had me so hot I wanted to fire him right then. We've all had our moments. I just haven't, like, planted my feet in concrete there. I think smartly. So I don't think there's some fatal flaw in McDermott. Like he's not cut out for it. I don't know. It has been 8 years. I recognize that. And there is the Nick Costos little stat about 5-year windows, mm-hmm. right? Coach and QB, if they're together more than five, if they don't get to a Super Bowl within 5 years or win the Super Bowl within 5 years, I forget which it is, get to or win. But either way, the Bills have done neither under McDermott with Allen here in 7 of those 8 years. So we're going into year 9 for McDermott and Bean and year 8 for Allen. And I just don't think that there's some fundamental problem that is going to keep them from being the champion. I mean, they got to actually do it. They got to win the game, at the end that matters, like they have failed to do here each of these years for various reasons. But I have not seen enough to say they can't do it this way. So if you don't subscribe to that, and I recognize that some people do, you haven't been wrong yet, and maybe you'll never be wrong if you're out there going, dog, he's never going to do it. He doesn't have it. Okay, why? Because 13 seconds. This one timeout, this review, this, that, whatever. I mean, they've built a juggernaut of a team here year over year and have a monster RoboCop freak show at quarterback. Of course they can win it. So I go into each year, each summer I'm sitting here. I feel like at some point in the summer when Mike is off, I usually end up here. Like talking like this. I like to feel it. I often get more phone calls when I'm in here by myself because we're not just talking and talking and talking. It might sound like I would, more like I need you to call or want you to call. We always want you to call. But anyway, I like this subject Because it just gives me an opportunity to sort of get in touch with, you know, as few people as I'll talk to on a given day here. I mean, if I talk to 10 people today, it'll be a lot, not counting our guests. But I still feel like there's an opportunity to take the temperature. And I like doing that at this time of the year, you know, because there's not a position battle to really sink your teeth into yet, you know. And Lord knows the Sabres aren't going to do anything. So, you know, it seems like a good day to sort of take stock of where we're at. But I guess what you're hearing from me, I don't, eternal optimist would be a little strong, because it's not, to me, an eternal optimist would be a person who would call me on this day in 2008 and be like, well, I think, you know, the running backs and, you know, if Fitz or whatever. I don't even know if I got the timelines right on who was whom at that time. Like, who was... But that's someone who is, like, just eternally optimistic. If you can paint yourself a picture of a team that doesn't have a good quarterback, doesn't have a good coach, doesn't have a lot of talent, I think they could do it.
It feels like their year.
Maybe Brady will step on a rake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Whatever. That's eternal optimist. If you could convince yourself in the throes of a 17-year playoff drought each year, and I know you people are out there, and I have mad respect for you. You are eternally optimistic. Good for you. You're maybe borderline delusional, but like, I mean, I've always appreciated you. But that's not what I am here. Like, it's not. It should not be considered far-fetched or a long shot of any kind that the Bills could actually win it all. You know, it's hard. They're going to have to beat somebody really good a couple of times, more than likely, maybe even three times, to just get there, let alone win it. So, you know, not easy, but easy for me to paint a picture where I'm excited and optimistic about it. That's not hard for me. You know, day to day, do I have enough at receiver? I don't know. Did you see that Elijah Moore video? Like, all this different stuff that we take in and spew out here, whether you're a fan on social media or calling shows like ours or in the YouTube chat. Is there a Twitch chat? I've never even...
I don't know. The YouTube chat makes fun of Twitch a lot.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit of a rivalry almost.
Oh,
I don't know if there's anyone in Twitch, but they do not like Twitch.
We should check that out.
Just to see.
The vibe check
that might
on
be
Twitch.
Like its own like civilization going on there. Yeah. They branched off from us entirely. That actually might be fun.
I feel
to
like
check
if
out.
I if I create an account and log in over there, like Minecraft characters are going to start building things, bricks around me in here. I think it's
you're
I,
selling
I,
me
I feel
on
like that
this
is
out,
what's
going
to happen if I go to Twitch.
Oh, we got to check this out now. Yeah. You're selling me on this.
Hope Tank. Right? Vibe check. How we feeling? Do you think they can do it this year? Or are you just, no, because they have never done it? I mean, again, that's easy. I don't mean to be derisive about that opinion. I just think it's, you know, it's a little easy to me. I don't, lazy even. Like, they haven't done it, therefore they won't. I don't know. That's not the way it has to work at all. So, but, you know, I recognize it's getting late. You know, it's 8 years. I don't know. I want to squeeze this in. Mike mentioned as we're starting the offseason, you know, don't want to say this with definitively really yet, but, man, it feels like another year like last year or the year before, and it's going to be time for McDermott to go. Let me just mention that they're moving into a new stadium next year. I know that shouldn't matter, and it probably doesn't. I mean, they don't need that. I would think ownership does not need that to validate that the coach who's won 5 division titles in a row, despite his flaws, has done overall an excellent job with the team, and we're not thinking about firing him, especially if we win another 12 or 13 games this year. But the stadium almost makes him feel invincible, like he's like, boy, like he's in a Batmobile.
It's hard to think that they'll bring a new coach in.
Look at that! All right, sorry. Full circle. You're right to move in there, right, Jack?
And like the first game will be, oh, you're in the new stadium. Good luck. We fired the last guy after winning 12 games every year because he couldn't win the Super Bowl. Have fun.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the number. We've got lines open from now until the top of the hour. So get on in here and hang out with us. Zach Jones on the Wheels of Steel here. G's hanging out, trying to make me not look fat and red and stupid on the video stream. And that's it. Matt Waldman at 4, Matt Verderam at 5. I am the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.